BSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Good morning. Happy Monday to you. Welcome into the new month on the program. Welcome into the new week. Hope your day is starting off well. There we go. Had to readjust all kinds of things. I guess there was a power outage over the weekend. And the generator didn't kick in like it was supposed to, so things were all thrown off. But that's all right. We will move forward with it. Apologize for that little delayed start there, but started the computer when I came in, and it still didn't warm up in time to hit the button to start the show. So we got there. We're there now. And we are here to talk with you. 508-996-0500. You can also send in app chat messages and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. The problem with it being a new month is that today is April 1st. So just be aware of that as you are perusing social media, as you are finding stories on the internet, even as you're watching things on television, be aware that it's April 1st and it's easy to get sucked into things that aren't true. Now, you won't find that here at WBSM. We have a policy. We don't do April Fool's jokes because you have come to trust us, and we don't want to abuse that trust even for a little fun on April Fool's. So if you hear it here, you know it's true, or at least to the best of our ability. But just be aware, there's a lot of articles I've already seen floating around this morning. Keep in mind what day it is as you're reading them. I'm not saying they're not going to be true, but I'm just saying keep that in mind as you are reading them. I've only pulled a couple successful April Fool's jokes in my life. Most of the time, people figure me out. The best one I ever pulled was when I convinced everybody that I was leaving my house. This was a Sunday. April 1st was a Sunday on this particular year. I was leaving my house because I'd got invited to go in and investigate the Amityville house for paranormal activity. Lifelong dream to get inside. So I had people convinced that I was going there. And through the magic of Google Maps, I kept taking photos, you know, from Google Maps screenshots and posting them as if I was on my way there. And so I'd be like, oh, here we are crossing over into crossing the New York border. Oh, look, I'm at White Castle getting something to eat. And, you know, at first people were like, oh, ha, ha, April Fool's. But I just ignored that. And the more I kept going, the more people believed it. And then a couple of years later, I got the chance to actually go there. Not inside the house, but I got to go there. And people were like, oh, sure, right, yeah. We're not falling for that again. No, this time it's true. They made a documentary about it. It's on Tubi. But yeah, so be careful. It's always a dubious day because I like to have fun. I like to play pranks on people. But I also think that there's, you know, such a thing as too far. If you're going to put up a joke article for April Fool's Day, and you really shouldn't. But if you do, you've got to put a disclaimer at the end. You can't just let it stand out there on its own. We did that a couple of years ago because the Freetown police like to put out their Puckwudgie crossing sign on April 1st. And so we wrote a pseudo news article, but our out for it was, we were reporting the fact that the police put the sign out. So technically the joke, you know, the article wasn't a joke. The article was about a joke. But still people were like concerned, not so much because they were worried that we were getting a Pukwudgie invasion, but they were concerned that the Freetown police actually believed that there was. Anyway, what's the best April Fool's joke you pulled off? You can give me a call, 508-996-0500, or send me an app chat or an open line voicemail on the WBSM app. But there's an interesting discussion that Jim Phillips had yesterday as part of Town Square Sunday. Always interesting discussions on Town Square Sunday. And if you missed those episodes at all, there are always articles for those stories at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. And there's also the podcast as well. The podcast is both in those stories and wherever you get your podcast from. So if you want to have your Sunday, I'm trying to think of a way to put it, a news-free Sunday. If you want to have a thinking-free Sunday when it comes to local things that are going on, you can listen to Town Square Sunday anytime. But it's also a great listen on a Sunday morning. The other part about Town Square Sunday is those conversations are about important things that are going on in the community. Sometimes, you know, within a couple of days of it airing. So you do want to keep an eye on it so that you can stay up to date. But there's a great discussion that he had with New Bedford School Superintendent Andrew O'Leary, where the topic of homeschooling comes up, school libraries, you know, some of these things that New Bedford Light has been reporting. And then also discussions about some of the initiatives that they've been putting in and how to budget for those things. Andrew O'Leary has been the leader in funding a lot of these initiatives over the last however long he's been there, prior to becoming superintendent. So he has the knowledge to make these things happen. And he talks about how they are funding the initiatives right now, such as the Central Kitchen, and also such as the proposed health center that'll be at New Bedford High School. Now, the first health center for a South Coast school is opening up at Diamond. I forget if it was supposed to open last month or if it's opening this month. I'd have to look it up. But it is coming to Diamond, and that one is going to be, from my understanding, students can just utilize it. And the New Bedford plan is students would utilize their own health insurance. So if your parents have Blue Cross Blue Shield, that's what they have on file for you. So your parents' health insurance would be charged for whatever services were offered. If you're on MassHealth would be charged. But the bottom line is some students need medical attention and just don't get it. This way here, they could help keep the student population healthier. And this would be, in the case of New Bedford, all New Bedford students would have access to it. It just would be outside of New Bedford High School. Which is helpful because you've got the high school, you've got the middle school there, but the other schools would have to be bused in, or somebody would have to transport those students for services. But when I talked about it with the mayor back when, I mean, that's how long they've been talking about it, is I was still the host during the midweek with the mayor segment, and he said they're not concerned about, you know, being able to get the students there, that that's not an issue. So I think that'll be a great thing for those students when it finally does get built. Also today is a big day because it's the first day to win cash on WBSM. So beginning at 8 a.m. and every hour, you will hear a code. And that code, you can enter it in at WBSM.com or on the WBSM app. And each hour, entering in that code enters you in for a chance to win $100. But then each time you enter the code, you are also entered to win the grand prize of 30 grand. So if you missed out on Powerball the other night, I know I did. I didn't even get a single number, right? So does that win anything? If you get zero numbers? No? That's what I thought. But the contest couldn't be any easier. Entering could not be any easier. You just go to WBSM.com, you go to the app. The codes are all there day by day. So you can only enter them in for the hour for that day. So you'll see 8 a.m., 9 a.m., 10 a.m., 11 a.m. when it's up and running. And then you just go in there and you enter in the code for that hour. And we've got all your information already from the app. You've already registered with the app, so you don't have to fill out your name and everything every time. You're going to have the chance to earn some extra entries by following us on social media and things like that. And then we'll be drawing a winner every hour. Oh, it might get a little loud in here. The pump truck is here. See, you guys only can hear it. I get the full experience. But yes, we will start win cash this morning in the 8 o'clock hour, our way of rewarding you for listening to WBSM. And just one of the many great giveaways, kind of the big kickoff giveaway we have here to a spring and summer that'll be full of things to give away. 508-996-0500. We're going to have a bit of an unsettled week when it comes to the weather. It's going to be a little up and down, wet and dry, and cold and warm, but it is the first week of April. That's what you can expect. And we will also be thankful that we are not getting the snow that is predicted for some of those in northern New England. You don't have to shovel rain. That's what I always say. Later on today, too, in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll be joined by Jack Spillane of New Bedford Light. We'll be turning on the light for the first time in a couple weeks. Jack is back from vacation. We're going to talk in depth about his column that he had. It was up there while he was on vacation. But it's about the landlords in New Bedford that don't take care of their properties. And I think that is an issue that the city is understanding of when, you know, sometimes it's not on the landlord, sometimes it's on the tenants. And I think the city has a handle, and you know, Jack can kind of give us some more insight in this based on his research and reporting. But they know who the problem landlords are compared to those landlords that are just having a problem. And Jack went and physically visited some of these properties. So he will discuss it with us in the 8 o'clock hour. And he will take your phone calls as well. Right now, though, I'm going to take my first break of the morning. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. But right now, we'll take that break and be back in a few moments. And I would be playing you some music coming back from the break. But right now, my computer that does that is still rebooting itself since I came in. It says it's at 100% complete. Not to turn off the computer, but it's been saying that for 20 minutes now. So man, we'll get it for you eventually, unless you want me to sing for you. I don't think anybody wants that. But we will certainly take more of your calls coming up, 508-996-0500, as well as taking your open line voicemails and your app chat messages on the WBSM app, which if you haven't downloaded already, make sure you have it on your device, because that's going to be the easiest way to enter to win cash each hour, each weekday. So when we give you that code, whether you're listening on the app or whether you're listening on the radio, you can just open up the WBSM app, go to, we'll have the win cash button right there in the middle of the screen, and that'll allow you to go in and enter in those codes. So you want to listen to those. Your first code is coming up sometime in the 8 a.m. hour, and then we'll have them for you each hour through 5 p.m. each day for the next couple of weeks. Your chance to win cash on WBSM. One of the many great contests that we have planned for you. Sorry, I'm trying to talk around this truck that is pumping right now. And win cash on WBSM, brought to you by Architect Managed IT Services. So very excited for the chance to give away first some money and then everything else we have planned throughout the spring and the summer. And that WBSM app, which you can download for free from your app store, is made possible through our friends at South Coast Towing. So if you want to download that right now and have that ready by the time we give you that first code at 8 o'clock, you can do so. But now we're going to go into the newsroom with Phil. Okay. And we are going to turn it over to him.
One person is dead in a Nashville coffee shop shooting. President Biden headed to Baltimore following the bridge collapse. And the Powerball jackpot nears $1 billion.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
One person is dead and four more are injured following a shooting Sunday at a Nashville coffee shop. Police said a fight happened between two men inside the restaurant during an Easter event, with someone then firing multiple shots. It's believed the deceased victim was one of the men involved in the fight. Authorities are currently searching for the suspect. President Biden is set to visit Baltimore this week, where he'll meet with state and local officials involved in recovery efforts after the catastrophic collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Six construction workers who were on the bridge at the time it was struck by a massive cargo ship were killed. It's still not clear how long it will take to clear away all the wreckage. Former President Trump is holding a fundraiser at Mar-a-Lago this coming weekend. It's said to be hosted by a New York hedge fund billionaire. Word of the event comes after President Biden brought in $26 million in his recent star-studded Radio City Music Hall fundraiser featuring former Presidents Obama and Clinton. Trump is looking to raise at least $33 million as he trails Biden by millions in total campaign cash on hand. Israel needs to allow more humanitarian assistance into Gaza. That's what Maryland Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen said on ABC's This Week yesterday. He said the U.S. should not send Israel. Sorry, we just had a snag there. I'm very sorry about that. Dallas police are searching for Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice as they investigate an accident. A car that was either registered or leased to Rice was involved in a six-car crash on Saturday night. An early investigation shows two cars were speeding in the far left lane when they both lost control and caused a chain reaction crash. It isn't known if Rice was present at the scene. And the Powerball jackpot on the verge of becoming an episode of Who Wants to Be a Billionaire? With no grand prize winner in Saturday night's drawing, Monday's jackpot has soared to $975 million. Odds of striking it rich are about 1 in 292 million.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by Sparks Auto in Dartmouth.
The Boston Red Sox coming off a 5-1 win over Seattle to play the Oakland Athletics tonight at 9:40. Celtics heading to Charlotte to play the Hornets tonight at 7. And tomorrow, Bruins head to Nashville to play the Predators.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Good to be with you, everybody, on this Monday. We're starting out the day with more clouds than clear skies. Temperatures in the upper 30s. As we head into the afternoon, those clouds will continue overhead. Temperatures topping out around the lower 50s. Overnight, clouds persist, upper 30s. And then as we head into Tuesday, clouds will lead to a chance of rain in the afternoon. Temperature in the upper 40s turns unsettled for the rest of the week. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci Del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
And welcome back in. 508-996-0500. That is the number to call in and get involved in the discussion. But big news that is coming out of Seekonk, and this was first reported over the weekend by GoLocalProv.com, which, if I remember right, is like an online version of the Providence Journal. I think they're tied into the Providence Journal. But they are reporting that a Whole Foods is opening in Seekonk. So for everybody who has been, oh, I want a Whole Foods to come here. Why won't Whole Foods come here? I love Whole Foods. Why won't Whole Foods come here? The question now becomes, are you willing to drive from New Bedford to Seekonk to go to a Whole Foods? Now, the good part of this story, I mean, I guess that's a good part if you're somebody who is willing to drive to Seekonk to go shopping. But the good part of this story is why they are looking to build one in Seekonk. They're looking to build one because, even though there are two in Providence, they're looking to build one because of the Washington Bridge. That they're thinking they're going to lose shoppers who don't want to cross the Washington Bridge to get to the Providence Whole Foods. People who are coming from the Seekonk area. So they are going to build a Whole Foods in Seekonk. The fact that there will be three Whole Foods within a very short distance of each other is an encouraging sign, because we were wondering before if the reason why they don't want to come here is because, you know, one of the reasons why they don't have a targeted New Bedford area store might be because of distance, that they try to keep a certain amount of distance from one store to another. But that doesn't appear to be the case. So maybe there is hope that if there is one built in Seekonk, there could be one built in Fall River. There could be one built maybe in Dartmouth, maybe in New Bedford. There's rumors out there. I don't know if we've been able to confirm those rumors yet, but rumors out there that the former Christmas tree shop in Dartmouth could become Trader Joe's. I'm not sure if that's been finalized yet or if that's been confirmed. But if that's the case, then maybe a Whole Foods comes there as well. But for those of you who are Whole Foods fans and you are hoping that it will come closer, the best thing I can suggest to you as well, then shop at the Seekonk store. Because you don't think that when you go there and pay with your debit card or your credit card, maybe your EBT card if you use one of those, you don't think that when you pay with those electronic means, Apple Pay, Google Pay, that they're not collecting, for at least their own internal purposes, that geographical data? That when you go and you sign up to have them email you their weekly circular or be on their mailing list for specials and things like that, that they're not seeing where you are from? No, they're collecting all that data for the purposes of seeing where are our customers coming from. And if they get enough people from this area to go to a Seekonk store and they feel like that Seekonk store could be supported just fine without those people going to the Seekonk store, because keep that in mind, it's not just about how many people are coming from New Bedford. It's how many people are coming from other places to that store that aren't from New Bedford. They're not going to build a New Bedford store if 70% of their clientele was from New Bedford. But if it was 25, 30%, then maybe they say, okay, well, this is worth us building a store a little bit closer to them and seeing if we can pull in more people from east of that. Now, from my understanding, this is a, from what I was reading on golocalprov.com, this is a proposal for a retail store, for a fast food establishment, and for Whole Foods. So this is going to be three different locations built right there. And they may not have, again, it's the meetings aren't up for the planning board, just the agenda. But Go Local Prov has reporting from the meeting itself, but not a lot of details. That site is more of like a blogger type site. So perhaps they did reveal what those other businesses would be, but they're not in this particular story. And the minutes aren't up for me to be able to read them and see. But it could also be, too, that they're going to build what they call a paddock for those. They're going to build the building and then see who wants to move in. That happens quite a bit. And that's when you get your, you know, a lot of your Chipotles move in that way. Qdoba. Jersey Mike's. You know, restaurants like, places like those kind of move in. They don't build a place per se. They move into a place that's built. And certainly having a Whole Foods market would be a draw for somebody. But it all depends on, you know, who you're targeting. When you get a store like a Whole Foods, and you know you're going to draw in a lot of people, there's probably a lot of folks, a lot of businesses that would be interested. But then the question also becomes, what doesn't Seekonk have already? But are you excited about that? 508-996-0500. You can also send app chat messages and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. I can tell you, this is not an April Fool's joke. We don't do that here. And I see no indication on the Go Local Prov site that might be the case either, because this story was actually published on Saturday. So if they had broken the story today, I'd say, oh man, you might have everybody. You might have gotten everybody. But no, it was published on Saturday, so you can believe it. Plus, I checked the planning board agenda, and there was an agenda to discuss a proposed grocery store. The thing that I find fascinating about this is this meeting happened on March 13th. How are we just hearing, March 12th, how are we just hearing about this now? That's why we tell all of our reporters, listen, if you want to find the gems of news that people really care about, planning board. That's where all the action happens. Because that's where all the things are, stories are broken. That's where all the information happens for the first time. Anyway, we've got to take a break here. 508-996-0500. We will be right back.
Every time I look into your loving eyes, I see a love that money just can't buy. One look from you, I drift away. I pray that you are here. Anything you want, you got it. Anything you need, you got it. Anything at all, you got it. Baby. Every time I hold you, I begin to understand. Everything about you tells me I'm your man. I live my life to be with you. No one can do the thing.
We are back. 508-996-0500. I'm just trying to straighten up everything here with the computers and get everything back going. Sorry if you tuned in over the weekend and didn't hear the station. Apparently, we had some issues because of a power outage, but we are going to get the engineer on that to fix that issue. I know I was out running around on Saturday and didn't really have an opportunity to listen much. I had some friends, one friend who was up from Maryland visiting her mom, and they were going to go to Miss Lizzie's Coffee for the first time. And so I showed up there to surprise them and got to see them, which was great, but also got to spend some time with the owner, Joe Pereira, and not only find out more about what was going on with the lawsuit, the appeal that was filed by the Lizzie Borden House and U.S. Ghost Adventures, but also to get to see some of the expansion of Miss Lizzie's Coffee. So while this whole legal drama is going on in an attempt to shut down the coffee shop, they've been expanding. And they have a nice new space upstairs for people to sit down and enjoy their coffee, where they have artists who have hung some local art that's for sale, and where they're going to be doing some special events. They have a little gift shop up there. They have another little sitting room, and there's more plans in the works. So for those of you who've been following that story, there's more to come, for sure. But also, the coffee shop is not backing down. So, and then, of course, I went over to Stevie's Wine and Spirits for their Bourbon Therapy event on Saturday. Great time. Met some really, really great folks there and tried some very tasty bourbons, whiskeys, rye. And if you missed that event and you want to see what was going on, the Keeping It Neat podcast actually has live, well, video that they were recording live from the event on their Facebook page that you can watch and see. But nice meeting some folks who are listeners, and to everybody out there who came up and told me how much they enjoy listening to the program. I kept saying, well, let me buy you a drink, you know, because there was free tasting. So anyway, 508-996-0500. Going to take another break here. We'll be back in just a few moments. With you everywhere through the magic of the WBSM app. If you have the app, you can hear us wherever you go, even if you were out of range of the radio signal. Actually, you could hear us on the app even when you couldn't hear us on the radio over the weekend. So it's always worth having the WBSM app right at your fingertips, which you can do by downloading it today from your app store. Again, brought to you by our friends at South Coast Towing, and that's what you will need. Well, I mean, you don't only need the app, but it's certainly the easiest way to enter in all the codes you'll get throughout the rest of the day, starting at 8 a.m. for Win Cash here on WBSM. It starts at 8 a.m. It goes through the 5 p.m. hour. You will get a code every hour to enter to win $100.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.